Welcome to Coffee with Ken, with your host, Ken Balsley.
Well, this is Coffee with Ken. I'm your host, Ken Balsley. We're at Forza Coffee Company out on Marvin Road and Martin Way. And thank them very much for the location and the coffee. My guest today is David Shafford, who is the president and CEO of the Thurston County Chamber of Commerce. Is that the correct title?
You got it.
Well, it took me a long time to get used to that. Welcome.
Thank you. It's always nice to have a conversation with you, Ken.
Well, it's, you know, you always bring a little bit of sunshine to my life.
Yeah. So always, very kind. Thank you.
Well, I always enjoy talking to you, David. You know, we don't get a chance to do it very often, even though we kind of run in circles and some of the same circles. We're always kind of on the edges of those circles, and yeah, I just don't know what's working. So you run the Thurston County Chamber. Why don't you give me just a little bit of statistical information about it? How long it's been around, how big it is, and a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so what are we at now? About 152 years?
1905, I think, is when you guys started.
Yeah, so that's when it was incorporated. It existed before then as, I think they called it the Board of Trade or Commercial Club. They had a couple different versions, but it was really the inception of business and leaders organizing to try to create infrastructure in the community. And that's where it really had its, you know, foundings, you know, making sure there's a road, making sure that there's a way to get into, by that point, by sea, to get in, get into the Olympia community. And so that's the inception of it. And it's always had at its roots community development, economic development, infrastructure, making sure we're fully functioning community as far as what we try to instill in our mission and support.
So how many members do you have now?
On any given day, depends when you ask.
We hover
right around 1,200 members within the Thurston County region. We also have some members that take advantage of some of our ancillary benefits that are throughout the state. So if you count
1,600,
right in that ballpark, yeah. If all collected.
Mm-hmm. And how big is your budget?
Including old corporations like the foundation, and so forth. Yeah, we're about 1.7.
And how many staff you have?
15.
How long have you been there?
I've been there 19 years in August.
And how many staff did you have before you took over? Three?
Five. That's a long time ago.
But say 25 years, what you said?
19 years.
19 years.
Yeah. I was hired, though, in a different capacity, my first real job out of college by Joseph Bollier.
Mentioned that to me on the end of Facebook post.
Yeah, Joseph hired me. And so, you know, altogether, we are approaching 24 years with an organization in two capacities.
So over the years, the community's growing, your membership is growing, the services you provide have grown. To what do you owe that? Is that your leadership? I mean, do you see yourself as a leader or as an administrator?
Not an administrator.
Okay.
I would like to view myself as a leader and being supportive of others in moving agendas and positive things in the community. Again, our mission is about building community and business, and so that as a foundation, there are things you have to do, and sometimes those things take you outside your comfort zone, your box, and try to create relationships and opportunities. So, yeah, I would view most definitely a leader and supporter of others.
And I'm assuming that you give a lot of the credit to the board members you've had over the years that have given you the direction and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, of course. It is an organization ran by a board, and so the Board of Trustees is very much involved in setting policy, direction. They've given me an opportunity to influence and act as a CEO and help provide them opportunities for good dialogue on where we would want to go as an organization. But it does rest with their decisions and what they want to do.
So before we get into, you know, what you do and that kind of stuff, does the board have a vision as to what they want the chamber to do, to be, or where they want it at a particular point? I mean, do you have a vision?
Yeah, I think there's. I think every board member may have a little bit different vision coming from their perspective about the organization. But in general, it's a organization that has capacity to convene and support community and support business development. So you take a look at what we do on a day-to-day basis. It fits within that vision, I think, of being an organization that has impact, being an organization that wants people to succeed. You know, when you have so many members that are smaller members, mm-hmm. and you know how it is when you have a three-person shop, a two-person shop.
Or an individual proprietorship.
Or individual proprietorship.
Right.
You know, it's a very personal thing. And so when you talk about the vision of the organization, you know, really, ultimately, it's the helping individuals succeed. And if you help one individual at a time succeed, whatever wherever they are, they could be in a very large organization or a single proprietary, you're going to have success. And so I think that's part of the vision of the organization is helping individuals succeed. And that can look a number of different ways.
So you don't have a vision like being the largest and most effective chamber of commerce in Southwest Washington. You don't have those kind of visions.
No.
Yours are more practical.
Yeah. We have operational.
Yeah,
more,
okay.
More of an operational vision. I mean, we strive for, you know, I always like to put our why we exist into two silos.
Okay.
Highly functioning community, and that means everything. That's social services, that's roads, that's everything that makes up a good community, education, what have you. And then directly connected at the hip is business and creating wealth platforms so community has the resources to do what it needs to do. And so those are our two silos. So on any given day, we could be engaged in a education endeavor, or we could be supporting a business in their human capital acquisition and developing on their workforce development side of things, or there may be a public policy or advocacy issue that a individual member needs support on, or the community as a whole needs support on.
So you have several different divisions or several different parts of your operation. Mm-hmm. Might tell me a little bit about them generally, and then we'll talk more specifically.
Yeah, you bet. So the chamber actually has three specific entities. So we have a foundation, which is a educational foundation that houses currently five programs, and ranging from Leadership Thurston County to very specific engagement of youth programs.
So you have a
foundation.
A foundation, and one of that is Leadership Thurston County is part of that foundation?
Leadership Thurston County is...
That's not a separate one.
It's part of the foundation, correct? It's okay. A program within the foundation.
Okay, and then
and then the rest of them are youth engagement opportunities for youth to be engaged in the community and business, so that's in a nutshell what our foundation is. Then we also have Thurston Thrives, which is one of our community health initiatives, which
that's
is
a newer one.
Yeah, and that is
it's probably lesser known.
Well, it depends what circles you walk around in.
I hear Thurston Thrives all the time, but yeah. No concept or no context.
Yeah, we can chat about that at another time. But it's a community collective impact health initiative. So those things that impact health, like the type of job you have, your education level, your climate, all that, are health indicators. And so we're the backbone organization for that, the foundation is. So we support the community in creating a structure.
So you have a foundation, then you have Thurston Thrive.
Well, we have our foundation as an entity. Then you have a small benefit trust that has ancillary benefits. We used to have medical, but now we have vision and dental. Okay, so that's a separate entity in of itself. And then we have the chamber proper, which then has the board of trustees and, of course, the staff all within the chamber itself as an organization. So within the chamber, then we have a variety of divisions itself. We have a workforce division and a public policy division that advocates and does work on behalf of business and community. So those are the two major divisions.
Do you do lobbying with local government?
So we work with local government with the Shared Legislative Partnership. So there's several capital requests in the legislature right now. And so what we've tried to do is convene all the local governments and saying what's important. Then what we tried to do is convene local legislators and say, make sure I come back though.
Yeah.
I have one other point that I think you would appreciate.
Oh, give me the point. I'll come back.
Okay. All right. Great. I'll remind you to come back. the other purpose of the Shared Legislative Partnership was really facilitating and assisting our delegation within Thurston County to work better as a team, have better communication, and how do we get things done for Thurston County community.
Okay.
So there's a couple purposes there wrapped around some definite requests.
And we'll talk, I'm going to talk more about that, too.
Okay.
But the one you talked about, for the local government that mm-hmm. you're kind of lobbying on behalf of local government, do you do that just for Thurston County cities, or do you act as a clearinghouse for all the chambers that don't have access on a regular basis to the legislature like you would?
No,
you know,
no, we don't do that.
You don't do statewide lobbying on issues of interest to business.
No, we have statewide organizations that are equipped and have infrastructure for
like AWB, the business, and
AWB,
so
AWB, restaurant, right. retail association.
Right.
Those entities are very capable and have outstanding
staff. So when you say you do it on local government, then you talk about things that impact Olympia, Lacey, Tumwater, and the rest of the county. Is that what you do?
Yeah. So this year there were 3 capital requests.
Okay.
Capital
requests have a major impact on Thurston County.
They do. It's what provides you the infrastructure to make other good things happen. So one of them was I-5 corridor study.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty critical. If we can't take care of I-5, especially ingress and egress in our community, it's going to be problematic. And we have a competitive advantage on freight mobility right now. So that's something that our community is keeping an eye on. Capitol Lake.
Do you have somebody specifically that interests on that subject and keeps you informed of that, like some business person is really interested in that particular
So subject? We hired Doug Ma. Doug Ma and Associates. So Doug runs the Chamber's Public Policy Division.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so
I'm having dinner with Doug on Thursday night.
Yeah, and I believe he was on your program a couple months ago.
I had Doug.
Yeah. So he heads that up and is doing a great job for us. And we just, kicked off.
Well, it seems like to be the perfect person for that. I mean, being a former mayor of a city and a businessman, and
Yeah, you need to know some nuances about your community to maneuver things. You bet. Yeah, he's been very, very good, very, very supportive.
We're talking about capital facilities.
I was just giving you the 3, just so you had them on the table. The other one was Capitol Lake, which essentially is a sediment management issue.
It is.
But not to say that there's not other nuances around the investment that the state did on how the Capitol campus looks, the reflecting pond, and all of that. But the state needs to get resolution to that, and the only way to do that is trying to do the EIS to help with what the next step would be and taking action.
Is the chamber a part of that, of the a body that has meets on the lake? I mean, I know I know it's a state one. There's a state thing, but I mean, is there a interest group that you're part of, like the port and the yacht club and the chamber and different people? I mean,
yeah. So we don't belong to a specific interest group
on this particular issue.
This issue was collectively as a community. Again, remember the platform is community. What are we driving forward? And so, we've been participating at a lot of different meetings and figuring out what the funding might look like on that. But it's still in the state's court. It's their responsibility. And so, but it's still something we're supporting locally as a community.
You said there are 3.
Yeah, so last one is the request for the brewing and distilling center equipment.
Oh, the brewing, yes, right.
That'd be supporting, it's our South Puget Sound Community College's efforts and the City of Tumwater's efforts to essentially, and the port. Port is playing a very big role, big role in leadership and, the opportunity to launch an industry. Bring back an industry and launch an industry. It's very exciting.
And where are you? The legislature is, nearing the budget, end of the budget cycle.
Yeah, so things are getting down to the end here as far. But the fact that they are budget items, there's still opportunities to maneuver. As far as today, I don't have an up-to-date today's status on it for you. But right now...
Still in the budget?
So right now, the only thing that was... none of the items are in the budget. None of the items are, but there's still room to play. We'll leave it there.
Well, we know that, yeah, even up to the last day, last hour, this can be in or out.
Yeah, we're hoping that our delegation will rally and really decide in providing an opportunity on one of those projects.
Now, speaking of the delegation, mm-hmm. you were saying that part of your, one of your things that you do is try to get cooperation and work together between our different legislative groups. We mm-hmm. have, what, three Republicans in the 20th and three Democrats in the 22nd. Is there somebody else involved in that besides those six?
Yes, so you have the 2nd, 35th as well. So, so yeah. So
yeah, right. I mean, it's part of, yeah, you're,
yeah. So you have 12 legislators that we want. Yeah, remember our...
And this is the second here, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it sneaks right in here.
Right here,
yeah, I always have to think about, okay, where am
right.
I at
yeah.
in the community? But yeah, so the goal is we have 12 legislators. If you go to Pierce County, well, there's significantly more. If you go to King County and Snohomish, you know, we're outgunned. And so the real question is how do we maximize our legislative effort, and collectively, what do we bring back to the community, especially back on the focus of infrastructure? It's really, you know, how do we, when infrastructure conversation, especially transportation, how are we part of that conversation?
Well, everybody learned that 5 corridor is going to be interested in that.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember our history hasn't been overly good.
That's
true. Right. we had $360 million in requests last transportation. We did a nice job as a shared legislative partnership of delivering about $120 million of that back to us.
Not bad.
Yeah, Marvin Road
yep.
being one of them, and Yelm being the other one.
Anything for the new bridges across I-5 here in Lacey? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I don't. Well,
we got four bridges that are all 2-lane bridges, and 20,000 people live on the north side of the freeway. I mean, you know, that's a problem that Lacey's going to wrestle with.
Well, yeah, I don't have okay. a.
But I'm going to go back to getting these groups to work, these people to work together. How do you do that?
So,
do you just hold a meeting of all of them, or do you talk to them at different times? I mean,
yeah. So combination. Really, we had a powwow with them before the session,
okay.
Or just as.
And you got them to agree on certain specific things then?
Is that it was not so much agreeing as it was, here's what we're putting forth, what is your thoughts on making this happen? And so you get legislators in a room talking about the challenges of the session, given the constraints, and we all know what those are this
and
session.
And divided...
Yeah, well, and you do have different caucuses. You have 4 different caucuses. They all have different ideologies, but really it was about... approaches. Okay, well, where are the dollars going to be funneled through? What chairs need to be talked to? Who has relationships with particular other legislators? And how are we going to leverage each other's relationships?
And did they reach kind of a mutual agreement that so-and-so would handle such and such and so-and-so would handle something
there,
else?
There was some, you know, it was a casual gathering.
Right.
It was after-work gathering, and there were strategies being arranged. At it. And that was good. That's very positive.
So where are you in success in those strategies?
Well, we'll find out.
But, are you feeling good? Are you feeling just...
I feel very positive that they were having conversations about how to get work done. That's a positive. And not to say that they didn't do that in the past on issue by issue, but I don't think collectively at one time in a room when the community shares with them what important things are before them, do they sit down and say, well, here's how we should approach this. Well, we're going to have challenges here. Well, okay, well, then let's go this route. You know, so they're trying to navigate the legislative process as a delegation.
So I want to talk a little bit about David Shepherd.
You bet.
We started to talk about that before we actually got online here. Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
Well, it depends what you call originally. Well, I'll give you the rundown. Born in St. Louis.
All right.
Family moved up. I was one. Moved to British Columbia, a small town called Williams Lake. Father, clergyman. That was his first calling in the Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Mm-hmm. And lived there for 4 years. He had a whole parish, which was quite large.
So did you learn to speak Canadian then?
Well, until age 4.
Well, yeah, that's when you learn to speak, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And then moved down to Southern California for 9 years, where my father had a congregation, and then he wanted a change, so he got some additional training and education over in Spokane. So we moved to Spokane for a year. All my family's from the Northwest. In fact, my great-great-grandfather and great-grandfather homesteaded outside of Yelm and Roy. So I have roots in this community going back quite some time. So it was good to get back as a family. So
When you moved here to Thurston County then?
So after college, so 23. And
where'd you go to school?
I went to school Everett and then Central Washington University. Yeah. And so I got here, I was hired by the university to actually work in the president's office as an intern, and they kept me around a little bit longer, and they had a lot of capital requests going on the expansion of Central Washington. And so I got to work with their team to help essentially do that next round of construction that occurred through the 90s.
And that's when you came to the attention of Joseph Boyer.
Yeah, so when I was done with that, I wanted to stay in Olympia. Grandparents live in Olympia, liked Olympia, always liked visiting here to visit the grandparents. And so I decided, did things backwards, picked a place to live, and then got a career. And so Joseph hired me and...
hired you too.
To do, at that time we called it government relations. And so did that for the chamber, and it was a wonderful opportunity, and Joseph had some nice visions.
For the Olympia Chamber.
At that time it was the Olympia Chamber. I think shortly after that, Joseph had the board had the name changed to the Thurston County Chamber.
And so then when Joseph left, then were you hired on then as the director or whatever?
No, actually, there was a director in between that, and I went.
That's right.
And I went and worked for the Master Builders.
That's right.
And I actually forgot that. That's right. Yeah, same title essentially, but I actually did work in Lewis, Pacific County, and Grace Harbor County, starting up their chapters, which were brand new. So I basically started up the chapters for the Master Builders and grew those and got them to a point.
Is that when Doug DeForest?
Doug DeForest, yeah. So Doug hired me there.
So it was after Jan.
Correct, after Jan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed working for the Builders. It was very good. Yeah,
they're a great group.
Yeah, oh, wonderful.
Well, I mean, they get a bad name, but...
Well, they play such a critical role in both, both in industry, but also what occurs in the housing and the importance of them. So, yeah, they're critical.
Well, I've got a brother that's an electrician and a nephew that's an electrician, and when they're not building, they don't work.
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of people like that.
That's right. I bet he's working now.
Yeah, they are working now. But they were working back in around 2008, too, and they ramped up. They had 10, 12, 15 people working for them, and all of a sudden, the bottom fell out, and they had a... Mm-hmm. They've learned you can't expand that quick now. Even you have to turn down somewhere because you just can't.
Right.
I mean, that's part of business that people that haven't been in business don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get government officials who have never been in business? How do you get them to understand those kind of things? Because government gears up and it never gears down.
Yeah, well, you can empathize, but you can't sympathize. I mean, as an elected official, you can try to get inside.
You can understand.
Yeah, but and I don't mean that I shouldn't pick on elected officials. It's anybody. If you haven't actually experienced it, then you obviously can't sympathize with it. You can't. And, running a chamber is running a small corporation.
Sure, because you probably had a downturn too.
We have revenues and expenses, and you have lines of business, and things ebb and flow, and you have to be innovative. And so I can sympathize with trying to build capacity when all of a sudden things are good, and it's like, well, I can't gear up. I can't get the people I need when I need it, put them in the right place. So, yeah, I think it's one of the thing that excites people in business a lot is trying to figure out that puzzle to have success.
Now let's talk a little bit about leadership Thurston County.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on for a long time. Was that there before you got there?
So
did Joseph start that?
Yeah, so that was, I was actually at the chamber when it started, but in my different capacity. Mm-hmm. So
it's been what, 26 years?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Don't know why I thought that, but...
It might be almost 27 years now, depending... Yeah, about 26, 27 years.
And how many people do you suppose you put through that?
We're approaching 500.
And I know people who have been through that are very proud of it.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they point to it that, I'm a graduate of leadership Thurston County and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I see it on resumes all the time.
Yeah, I think that the uniqueness about it is, you have 200 community volunteers, if not more, I think I'm underbilling that a bit, that are involved throughout the year in supporting people learning more about the community. And people see that when they're part of these challenge days. They understand that, well, look at these 15 people that just gave their time out of their day to share information. And they're generally, these people are different kinds of leaders in the community. And so I think people... you know, I think it's a wonderful experience, and people get very emotional about people spending time and energy to support them.
Very, very briefly, mm-hmm. can you explain to people who may not know what Leadership Thurston County is?
Oh, thank you, Ken. You bet. Yeah, Leadership Thurston County.
We assume everybody knows, but they may not.
And it's a good time to talk about it because right now is the application process for it, and things fill up pretty quick. So if anyone
$2,000, huh?
Yeah, that's about where it's at.
And I know you give out scholarships for it, but go ahead, explain.
Yeah. So Leadership Thurston County is a 10-month curriculum-based program that examines individual parts of our community on each particular day. So you'll have a business and economy day.
I'm going to back you up. It's designed to help educate people in the community. About their community.
Right? Correct, yes. Okay. Yeah, thanks for backing me up. Yeah, so... And we do that through a variety of experiences, 10 days of experience, plus a opening retreat and a scene day where you go around the community and learn about it, you know, on a bus tour. And so people get to do that. The hope is at the end of the experience and all these different days, so Law and Justice Day, Arts and Culture Day,
And hit people in the field.
In the field and leaders in the community. In talking about opportunities, challenges, impacts, positive, negative, what it means for that particular day, the environment day is coming up. And, you know, so what does that all mean? And so people, by the end of this experience, they'll have just a little bit of knowledge of our community. They actually have a lot of knowledge, but
more than most people.
And they're exposed to so many community leaders that now are resources to them. And they the open invitation is by everyone that participates that if someone in the class needs to access me, they have that access. And so volunteers provide that access to the students. So they understand our community. So when they move through leadership opportunities in their life, so it could be an elected official, but it could be something in a church or a nonprofit, Rotary. It could be anything. They have an understanding about our community, which is a base of knowledge for making decisions and creating opportunities.
Is there a particular type of person that does the Leadership Thurston County? Have you been able to do that, or does it run the whole gamut, or what?
Whole gamut. And the other fun thing about it is quite often it is very reflective of our community makeup. And so when you talk about it from an employment base wise,
but you have a lot of government employees.
And
nonprofits.
And nonprofits and private sector. This last year's class, I think it's about a third. So, which is a nice mix for the
which
class.
Which is the makeup of our community.
Right. So yeah, it is.
Now, I want to get off of it and get on something else, but people can apply. It's $2,000, but you have scholarships available. How do you determine that?
So we don't have scholarships.
Never mind.
Yep.
I thought you did.
We may have had a scholarship once upon a time, but it's...
Well, excuse me. I don't know why. I thought you had scholarships for people that couldn't afford the $2,000.
Yeah. It's one thing that's important for people, it is $2,000, but it runs very lean. It's a very lean budget, and you have about 40 individuals that go through it, and you have hundreds of community volunteers. So if you were to associate all the time as a cost factor from volunteers and community leaders, it's really, in my mind, a real value as far as the opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not saying 2,000.
But some people might think, oh, wow, $2,000.
If you're working for a little nonprofit, you know, you maybe two or three people, it'd be hard to come up with $2,000. But I guess they do it.
Yeah, and what we encourage the nonprofits to do is talk to your board, and especially board members that have resources.
Or may have done
Leadership Thurston County. And generally, we find ways to connect people to resources to make good things
happen. And how many slots do you have available?
So, well, as of today,
just asking.
No. What I'm saying is, how many
people will you rent through?
I'm sorry, 40. But already we're easily half past that mark of applications.
And when's the deadline?
Deadline, I think we have it as April 1.
Oh, April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope I'm right on that. It may be later than that.
And somebody's doing this so they can contact the chamber?
They can contact Alicia Blaine at Leadership Thurston County.
Can they contact the chamber?
Yes, they can. We'll forward her call.
I figured you would do that.
Yeah, but I want to make sure people know who the coordinator is of the program.
Her name again is?
Alicia Blaine.
Maybe I got to have Alicia on one of these times. I don't know who this woman is.
You should have Alicia.
I'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Now, we only have just about 5 minutes left, and I want to give you an opportunity to talk about something you want to talk about. So is there anything particular that you would like to talk about about your organization?
Well, with respect to my organization, you know, one of the things that I'm really excited about, and I've chatted with you about this before, is that's the youth engagement.
Is it what?
Youth. Yeah. And how, as a community, and especially as employers, we create the unique opportunity for youth to understand what we do. And so when you're young, you really don't know all the opportunities of life as far as employment goes. So we're building infrastructure within our foundation where youth can explore career opportunities. Youth can be engaged in experiential learning with internships, mentoring, shadowing. And so I'm excited about what the future holds for that. Right now, we've been running a pilot project for the last 2 years with the Olympia School District, and it's been really quite successful. Yeah, we have over 1,500 students access when they do their career exploration. All of a sudden, they have local businesses and employers that they can all of a sudden ask questions to directly. Each individual student can ask questions. That engagement is really important. So for me, a real passion is how, as a community and organization, we facilitate youth in the workplace.
You're really excited about that.
Always excited about it.
I can just tell the way you talk.
It's motherhood and apple pie. I mean, it's self-serving in one sense from a business perspective, because you need youth to understand their opportunities within the workplace. So industries need the future workers. So that's the self-serving side. The philanthropic side of it is really about giving youth an opportunity to explore opportunities and understand that they can do anything that they want to, and they can fit it into their strengths. So if it's trades, you know, what is the connectivity with labor and internships and those possibilities there, or if it's four-year education, or if it's two-year credentialing. I mean, there's just all sorts of things that students are not aware of. And when they start talking to people and talking to employers, and that's fun. The other thing right now we have going on with youth is the Math for Life, which is happening right now. And that's where businesses open up their place of business in area school districts, all the school districts in Thurston County. You'll see a bunch of kids running around into businesses, especially next week when break hits, asking businesses questions about math. And it gives them a chance to know, one, community cares about them. When people are taking their time to ask you questions about math. And two, they learn about businesses, and they understand that math applies in business all the time. So it's fun. That's fun stuff.
Very briefly, why should somebody join the chamber?
Any chamber. Well, hey, the chambers are community. They're about community building. And so it doesn't matter which chamber in our community. We have six chambers. Plus, we have
in Thurston County.
Plus, we have a West Side Business Association, we have a Downtown Association, and we have a VCB. All membership and an EDC. We all have membership-based organizations. They all have niches, and they all serve our community very well. And people need to understand that when you provide resources to a chamber, there's obviously you can get your networking and visibility side of things, but also, it's their community mission side. And that's the other thing people have to understand. The better your community is, the more success you will have.
So you've been at the chamber now for 24 years. So I'm assuming you got, what, another 16 years there before you retire? I mean, what, you're not even 50 yet. You might just be 50.
52.
All right.
Everyone looks younger the older you get, Ken.
Well, I don't know, but you look young.
You know you are half bald. Yeah, I'm getting there, yeah.
yeah.
My mentor is sitting across from me.
Oh,
on the balding part.
I kind of figured that's what you meant. So how much longer do you plan to be there? I assume as long as it's fun.
Well, it is fun.
I mean, so if work's not fun, you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I mean, life is short. Life moves quick, so you better be enjoying it. And I find a lot of rewards in the chamber. I mean, the business model of a chamber of commerce in general is a very challenging business model. And so I find a lot of challenge in getting outside the box and trying to figure out how, within our mission, we develop business models that create success. So that's a real challenge for me. And that's a lot of fun. And like I said, I got great infrastructure with great staff, great board that supports and gives guidance and direction. So, yeah.
And imagine probably about 80% of chamber execs don't last any longer than 7 or 8 years.
No, the average is far less.
Yeah, I was giving them benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, the last time I checked it was 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And so I think right now, I think I'm the dean in the state of Washington.
I thought you probably were before.
At one organization. There's been a couple execs that are been in the industry longer, but they've been at two separate organizations. So,
well, we're going to have a call just to quit.
Great.
Dave, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming in, taking your time, talk a little bit about Thurston County Chamber.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. I appreciate
it. And I'm sure we'll see you around.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Me and the Javelin, me, yeah. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.